Good evening, everybody. So last week I asked around what people want to do after we finished what we were learning, and I got a bunch of emails where people suggested that we learn a little bit of Hilchos Shabbos. So this week I decided that we'll do maybe an introductory shiur to Hilchos Shabbos, give a little bit of background about the essay of Shabboson, which is an important halacha to know about, and then perhaps in the coming weeks we'll go more into malachos of Shabbos and practical aspects of Hilchos Shabbos that all of us should probably be aware of. So let's begin our introduction to Hilchos Shabbos with the following Rambam. The Rambam writes at the very outset of Hilchos Shabbos, Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph, the first Rambam says, Shvisa b'shvi mimalacha. Says the Rambam, this that we have to be shoves, this that we have to rest from doing malacha on Yom HaShvi, mitzvahs essay, that is a mitzvah essay, shenemar uvayom HaShvi'i tishbos. Says the Rambam, there's an essay of Shabboson that we have to make sure not to do malacha on Shabbos. V'chala osa b'malacha bitul mitzvahs essay. Says the Rambam, when a person does a malacha on Shabbos, he violates a mitzvahs essay, and also v'avra alos essay, he also violates a los essay. So he has a double violation every time he does a malacha. Number one, you have the essay of Shabboson, and number two, you have the los essay of los aser kol malacha from the aseres hadibrusu. Mahu chayiv al asiyas malacha. Now says the Rambam, just so we know what we're dealing with, so what exactly am I going to be punished with if I do a malacha? Says the Rambam, imasa beritzono, if I did the malacha willingly and knowingly, bezadon, I did it because I didn't want to keep Shabbos, I specifically violated the Torah, chayiv karis. If there are edim with hasra that told me before I did the malacha I shouldn't do it and I did it anyway, then says the Rambam niskal. This is just quoted in the Gemaras. So again, we know that the only time a person is chayiv to bring a karban chatos, we don't say every time somebody violates an aver in the Torah he has to bring a karban chatos. The Gemara says in Krisos, it's only kol shazdono kares shigagaso chatos. The only time that you're chayiv to bring a karban chatos is if you had done it bizadon, if you had do it b'mezid, you would have been chayiv kari. So then if you do it b'shogeg, you're going to be chayiv chatos. So that's why when it comes over here to Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam prefaces the halacha by saying that you're going to be chayiv kari if you do it b'mezid, and therefore, says the Rambam, the byproduct of that is, if you do it b'shogeg, you're going to be chayiv a karban chatos. So what you see clearly is, assume say on the one hand, and a losa say losasa kamalacha at the same time. This is really not the Rambam's Chiddush. This really comes from a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. Zakti Gemara. E madlikim shem and sreifa biyamtiv. What is shem and sreifa? Anybody know what shem and sreifa? So shem and sreifa means when you have truma that becomes tamei. So now you have to burn it. So e madlikim shem and sreifa biyamtiv. You're not allowed to burn this truma tmeya on yamtiv. Why not? Ah, you're allowed to make a fire on Yantiv. Ah, Yochel Nefesh is Mutter. Ah, you're allowed to Shech Karbanos on Yantiv, so why am I not allowed to burn the Chuma that becomes Tameh? Says the Gemara, Levi She'ein Sarfin Katshim Yantiv. That doesn't answer the question. Why not? Why am I not allowed to be served Katshim Yantiv?
On fire?
What?
On fire?
On Yantiv? This is Yantiv. This is a Gemara in Shabbos, he writes. A Gemara in Shabbos discussing Yantiv. So says the Gemara, the reason why you're not allowed to burn the Chuma Tameya is because Ein Sarfin Katshim Yamtiv.
You're not allowed to burn just because you want to burn something? I mean,
oh, so you're only allowed to do it over here, it's a mitzvah. So why can't I do it? There's a mitzvah to burn the Chuma Tameya. So says the Gemara, Minani Mili, Pirish Rashi, Zak Rashi. Minani Mili de Ein Sarfin. What is the mucker? How do I know a pasuk in Chumash that tells me that you're not allowed to burn the Chuma Shanitmeis be Yamtiv? De Loma Mai Lakra. If I didn't have a pasuk that says Beferish that you're not allowed to burn it, Islam the Mamer, I should have said, again, you're not stam allowed to make a fire on Yamtiv. You're allowed to make it if you have a mitzvah. So if it's Ochel Nefesh, that's the mitzvah of an Yamtiv. That's the mitzvah of Simcha. If it's Be'esh Tisrofu, it says when something becomes Tameh, Kachem Shenitmu, you have to burn it in a fire. So over here, I'm being Mekayim an essay. So V'yidchas Losa Sei Delos Asa Kamalacha Zakrashi. So what's the pshat? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Why should I say that I'm not allowed to burn my Chuma Shenitmeis B'Yamtiv if in fact there's an assay of Ba'esh Tisrofu, that should be Docha the Lav of Losasa Kamalacha? Zok the Gemara a few possibilities, but the Gemara comes to the conclusion of Ashi Yamar. You know why? Because Shabbos an essay. When we have Yamtiv, so not only do you violate a Losasa, if you make a fire, you don't only violate a Losasa of Losasa Kamalacha, but you also violate the assay of Shabboson. And therefore we have the famous principle that essay Docha Losasa, but ein asei docha los asei va'asei. When you have a los asei va'asei together, those cannot be overcome. There's a famous discussion, just parenthetically, we're not going to get into it, but there's a famous discussion you should be aware of, and that is Tosis in Chulin Kuf Mem Aleph, and Tosis in Kiddushin also has it on Daf Lamed Gimel, I think. Tosis says, a machlok is the Riva and the other Balei HaTosis, what's the halacha? When you say, Asay is dochalos asay, right? So that regular case, the Gemara has kilayim b'tzitzis. You have a chiyuv to wear tzitzis, you have an isser to wear kilayim. Let's say the only way to wear the tzitzis is by putting kilayim in the beged. So am I allowed to do it? Zakti Gemara, yes. Gemara nivam istaf, hey. Asay dochalos asay. That's the classic case. When I have an asay, keneged alos asay va'asay. Let's say, take this for example. I have a los asay va'asay, which tells me, don't be mechal yamtif. Don't make a fire. Ah, you have a mitzvah that says, ba'ish tisrofu. The mitzvah tells you, do make a fire. On the other hand, I have a mega los asay va'asay. They gang up, they're stronger than the asay itself. So the Riva and Rabbeinu Tam and the Balei HaTosis have machlokes like this. When you say, ein asay docha los asay va'asay. Let's say I go ahead and I make the fire. Let's say I go ahead and I go and I burn the Chuma Shenitmes, the Chuma Tamei. Am I going to get Malkus? Or not?
Yes.
Oh. You're both right. So that's the question. When you have a los asay and an asay together, do they gang up and say, well, now we're this mega atomic bomb and you can't come against us? So you have a los asay va'asay that you're left with on the part of Yamtif. So if you go ahead and you burn your Chuma Tomato, you're going to get malus because that los asay is still there. Because the essay is malim the lav. They become stronger together. The los asay and the essay join together and they cannot be broken. The other Balei HaTosis say no. When you say, ein asay docha los asay va'asay, that just means the asay is docha the lav. So now they cancel each other out and you're left with still an iser asay. So you're still not allowed to do it. But if you do it, you won't get malchus. Why wouldn't you get malchus? Because you only get malchus for violating a lav. So that's a very important machlokes that one has to know about. Comes up in Tosis in a few places, but the most famous place is Tosis in Chulin Kuf Mem Aleph, and it reappears in different places, but that's a very interesting Tosis to know about. So again, our Gemara over here says that on Yomtif we have the Los Asay Va'asay of both Shabbason and Los Asaka Malacha, and then if a person would violate a Malacha on Yomtif, we would assume he would be in violation of both the Los Asay Va'asay.
Yes,
do we ever... Oh, so that's a good question. Hold on to that for a few minutes, and we'll see if we answer that. So then, do we ever find a mukkar that talks about this by Shabbos explicitly as well? Here we have a Gemara that says, on Yom Tov there's a los asay va'asay. So you have on Shabbos as well. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia, surprisingly, the Gemara has in Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Beis, that on Shabbos also we have a los asay va'asay, like the Rambam quotes. Zakti Gemara. Tana Rabbanon, minayin shim amar lo aviv hitame. Let's say you have a kohen, and the father tells him, I want you to go into a Beis HaKvaris. He's not allowed to go into Beis HaKvaris, but on the other hand, he has a mitzvah of Kibud Avayim, so what does he do? He's in a toss-up. Says the Gemara, Osha Amar Lo Al Tachzir. Let's say somebody passes an Aveda in the street. I'm ready to pick it up. I want to do Hashavas Aveda. My father says, don't you dare pick that up. Why not? Stun. I don't want you to pick it up. If he says, don't pick it up because we have to go somewhere, because we're in the middle, we're going to be late to the doctor's appointment, it's a different story. But the father says, don't pick it up because I don't want you to do the mitzvah HaTar. Says the Gemara, how do you know Shalo Yishmalo? How do you know that in such a case I'm not supposed to listen to him? Zakti Gemara, Shanemar Ishi Mova Aviv Tiro. The Pasuk says I have to be Mechabed my parents. Ve'eshab Sosai Tishmara Ani Hashem. Zakti Gemara, yes, there's a Chiv of Kibud Avayim, but when the father tells me to be Mechal Shabbos, I can't listen to the father. So therefore the Gemara says, from here you learn that if the father tells me to violate any Isser in the Torah, if the father says, I want you to walk into the Beis HaKvaris and be metame yourself, even though you're a kohen and you're not allowed to become tame, we don't listen to him. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Ani Hashem, which means that you do not listen to the father, you rather listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, the Smag actually asks a very interesting kasha. What's the Gemara saying over here? I would have thought that I have to listen to my father, Mishum Kibud Avayim, if he tells me to violate a mitzvah in the Torah. Don't we know the Gemara says, Aviv Rasha, if the father's a Rasha, you're not mechuyav to be mechabed him. The Gemara says explicitly, learns from a pasuk. If the father's an avarian, so you don't listen to him, so frek the smag. What's the father doing? He's telling me, don't listen to God. So he's an avarian, he's a Rasha. Somebody comes along and tells me, don't do the mitzvah Torah, so he's a Rasha, so I'm not mechuyav to be mechabed him. So what's the whole Gemara saying? I need a pasuk to tell me not to listen to my father. When the father says that I should be Mechal Shabbos, or the father says that I should go against the Mitzvah HaTorah. So I need a pasuk to tell me that I shouldn't listen to him? What do you mean? There's no Chiyuv Kibud Avayim in such a case. So Frek the Smag, that goes, Maimon, he quotes the Smag, why should there be a havamina that I should listen to the father? Zak the smag, a very important yisoid. The smag says, yes, you're right. If the father's a rasha, meaning the father's a machal Shabbos, or the father goes and eats chaz, or he eats treif, and he's doing all this b'mezid, he does it because he's an avarian, so then anachinami, there's no chiv of kibir ava'im. However, zak the smag, if the father's only a rasha because, the only indication that I have that my father's a rasha is because he tells me to violate the mitzvah Torah. Well, should I listen to him or should I listen to God? Obviously, I listen to God. I don't listen to him. Well, says the smag, the only place we find that just by speaking alone you become an avarian is by meisus u'meidiach. You have a meisus comes along and says, I want you to violate the mitzvah. I want you to come serve avodah zarah. Zak the smag, if stam, a person comes over to me and he says, you know what, you should go ahead and be metame yourself even though you're a kohen, that doesn't make him an avarian because he didn't do a maisa avera. So says the smag, had I not had a pasuk over here that says, don't listen to him, I would have said, well, kibud avaim still does apply. So therefore you need a pasuk to come and tell me that, no, kibud avaim does not apply in a case where the father tells you to go against the mitzvah Torah. Zak the gemara. Time of the kasa rachman el shab sozeh dishmaru. Halav hachi havamina tzaisale. I would have thought that if I didn't have this pasuk of ishimov avatirov el shab sozeh dishmaru, I would have thought that I do listen to the father. Why should I listen to him? Zak the gemara. Aye. Hi, aseva, hi, los aseva essay. What do you mean? Shabbos, Zakti Gemara, Rashi explains there. Shabbos is a los aseva essay. What's that? Los asa kamalacha and Shabboson. And the essay is only kibbut avayim. So what's the havamina for Zakti Gemara? What's the havamina that I would have said that one should listen to a parent when he tells you to be mechala Shabbos? Even without a posuk, I would have said not to listen to the father. Why? It's an essay of kibbut avayim versus a los aseva essay of Shabbos. There's no havamina that I should listen to the father. So from these two Gemaras, very important Gemaras, you see the foundation of the Rambam, that on Shabbos, if a person violates a malacha, he violates, number one, a los asay of losasaka malacha, and number two, the essay of Shabbosom. Now, there's an interesting discussion that's raised in the Minchas Chinuch, and we're going to have to give a little background in order to appreciate what he says, but the Minchas Chinuch has the following suffix. And really, it dates back to the Rishonim, as we'll see in a few minutes. When the Rambam says, when these Gemaras say that there's an essay and a los essay of Shabbos, do we assume that this applies to all the Yisurim of Shabbos? Or do we assume that it applies only to the Malachas of Shabbos? We know there are Lamates Malachas of Shabbos. The Gemara learns the Lamates Malachas from the Malachas HaMishkan. Okay, so we'll go through in the coming weeks perhaps some of those Malachas, but those are Avos Malachas. But we also have outside Yisurim. One such example is the Isur of Tchumen. The Rambam writes, if you look at number Dalet, the Rambam says in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Lo Sasei Shinchaf Aleph, Zak the Rambam, Shehizharnu Shalo Lahale Chutz L'Tchum HaMedina B'Shabbos. Says the Rambam, we have an Isser not to walk outside of the Tchum, and the Rambam is now going to have a difficult time defining what exactly the Tchum is. What's the line of the Tchum? How far does it go? Where does it stop? Zak the Rambam, V'hu Amro, Al Yetze Ishme M'Koma B'Yam HaShvi. Says the Rambam, the Isser to go out of the Tchum is an Isser Daraisa. Where do we learn it from? Al Yetze Ishmim Kamon by Yamashvi. Where is that written? By the Mon. Right? It says by the Mon that nobody should go out to go and take the Mon into their home on Shabbos. Why not? Says the Rambam. That shows, that indicates that there's an Isser of Tchumen. Zak the Rambam. Uva HaKabbala. And we have a Mesorah that what does the Torah mean? Shegvul HaHalicha Shehi Asura Mashanosef Alapayim Amo Chutz Min HaMedina. Says the Rambam. You know when we say you violate an Isur Daraisa of Tchumen? If you walk 2,000 Amas out of the city, Afilo Ama Achas. If you walk one step out of the 2,000 Amas, you're in violation of an Isur Daraisa on Shabbos of Al Yetze Ishmim Komo. V'lalechas HaPayim Am L'chol Tzad Mutter. If I keep within the 2,000 Amas, that's fine. Once I step beyond the 2,000 Amas of the Rambam, I'm in violation of an Isur Daraisa of Al Yetze Ishmim Komo. Now, this is a very interesting Rambam, because in fact, the Rambam himself writes in Ilchabis, Perak Chabzayin, I have it on here, number hey. Look at the Rambam. Seems to be so what he says in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Zak the Rambam, Yotzei chutz l'tchum ha-medina b'Shabbos loke, so far so good. Shenemar al yetzei ish memkoma b'yam ha-shvi. Says the Rambam, the Isur of Tchumen is the Araisa. So far it's the same as the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. However, Mokom zehu tchum ha-ir, v'lo nitna tarashir l'tchum zeh. Says the Rambam, it's not clear in the Torah exactly how we define what the Tchum Shabbos is. Aval Chacham Metiku. So far we're the same. The Chachamim have a Mesorah that what does the Torah mean when it says Ayetze Ishmim Koma by Tchumin? Shetchum Zehu Chutz. The Shnei Masar Mil Keneged Machane Yisrael. It's a steer in the Rambam. Rambam says the Tchum Daraisa in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says Tchum Daraisa is 2,000 amas. Now all of a sudden he says, no, 2,000 amas, that's not Daraisa. You can walk 2,000 amas, no problem. Shnei Masar Mil, ooh, now you're in violation of an Issa Daraisa. It's a steer in the Rambam.
From the
Mon,
you learn
it sound? It's a pasuk by the Mon.
Mon didn't fall on Shabbos. What does that have to do with...
No, that was the mitzvah. The Torah says, don't go outside, and that's why I'm going to send the Mon on Friday, because you're not allowed to go outside on Shabbos to go collect your Mon. That's what the Torah says. Zakhtir Rambam v'kacha amr lehem Moshe Rabbeinu lo tseisu chutz lamachane. Umidivrei sofrim, says the Rambam, oh, where do we get the 2,000 amos from? Eh, that's just a din d'rabbanan. But really, says the Rambam, the Isur Daraisa of Tchumen is Yud Beis Mil. So this is a Pella. So we have such cases where the Rambam himself is Soser from when he wrote the Sefer HaMitzvahs to when he wrote the Yad HaChazakah. The bottom line is that the one that was written second was the Yad HaChazakah. The Sefer HaMitzvahs was the first Sefer that the Rambam wrote. So when we have a Stira, we generally assume that the Rambam changed his mind. And later on, in the Yad HaChazakah, he wrote what he really holds halacha l'maaseh. Just so happens to be, in this case, Rav Asher Weiss pointed out to me, never would have found this on my own, but he says that the Rambam has in a tshuva b'feirish, he describes his shita about the Isra of Tchumen. So says the Rambam, I forgot to put it on, I just found it recently, so Rav Asher told me to look in this tshuva, and the Rambam's lashon is like this. Amarnu b'sefer ha-mitzvah sha'amru al yetesh memkomo hu azhara al ha-alicha b'shabes. The Rambam himself addresses the stira. The Rambam says, I said in the Sefer HaMitzvahs that there's an Issa Daraisa of Tchum HaShabbos. Ve'hivinu rayim midivreim teloko ala erve Tchum HaDvar Torah. Ve'iskamnu bo'so achibur shalo nizkar bo ki mitzvahs Daraisa, whatever. So then he says, over there I say it's Yud Beis Mil, over here I say it's Alpayim Amma. So what's going on? Ve'vishayin kavana so'so ha-sefer ladas talmud ha-mitzvahs el ladas in yaneim bovad. The Rambam himself discusses this stira, and he says, you know what? When you have a discrepancy between something that's in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and something that's in the Yad HaChazakah, the Yad HaChazakah wins out. Why? Because why did I write the Sefer HaMitzvahs? The Sefer HaMitzvahs wasn't written to understand every little detail of the halacha. What do you mean? It doesn't have every detail in there. It just tells you what the 613 mitzvahs are. And then the Rambam says, if you really want to know what the halachos, what the practical details of all the halachos are, amnam b'chibur b'yarnuzer kefi kavanas ha-sefer. Says the Rambam, when I wrote the Yad HaChazakah, I was much more meticulous, I was much more careful. So the Rambam himself addresses the issue, and he says, yes, you're right, there's a stira between the Yad HaChazakah and the Sefer HaMitzvahs, but the bottom line is, what I wrote in the Yad HaChazakah is what I really mean. And the Rambam believes that the only Isur Daraisa Tchumen is when you go outside of 12 mil. But when you go outside of Alpayim Amma, that would only be an Issa Derabbanan. The Ramban disagrees with all this. And the Ramban says, what are you talking about? This Pasuk Ayyecheh Mimkoma Bayamashvi has nothing to do with the Issa Tchumen. The whole Issa Tchumen is only Derabbanan. And the Balamar says that, and the Rush says that, and many Rishonim, Gdolei Rishonim say that, that the Rambam is not correct. They believe that the Issa of Tchumen is only an Issa Derabbanan at best, and the Issa Daraisa of Tchumen does not exist at all. So that's what it turns out. We have three Shitas when it comes to the Isser of Tchumen. We have the Rambam writes in the Yad HaChazakah that it's Yud Beis Mil is Daraisa. We have the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs who himself says that it's not what he meant. And then we have the Ramban who says that it's only Midrabbanan. Says the Menchas Chinuch Mitzvah Chav Dalet. If you assume like the Rambam that Tchumen is Daraisa, however much the shear is, whatever the distance is, but the Rambam agrees in principle that Tchumen is an Isser Daraisa. Says the Menchas Chinuch, what if I walk out of the Tchum? What am I in violation of? So I'm in violation of Al Yetzeh Mimkomo. What else? Am I going to be also in violation of Essay of Shabbosim?
Maybe.
Not so sure. Well, what does the Rambam say in number Aleph? The Rambam writes, whenever I violate Shvisa b'Shvi Mimelacha, when I violate a Melacha on Shabbos, so then I'm in violation of an Essay and a Los Essay. What happens, ask them in Chaschinach, if I violate something which is not a Melacha, it's not from the Lamentas Melachas, but it is also Daraisa. Would the Rambam hold that in such a case I'm also in violation of the essay? Right. Is a part of Shabbosim, correct? So says the Menchas Chinuch, perhaps I should say that this essay of Shabbosim doesn't only apply to the Malachas, it should go by everything. If I do something which is in violation of the spirit of Shabbos, of something I'm not supposed to be doing, so you're in violation. You can't say I'm in violation of Losasakom Malacha. I didn't do Malacha. But I should be in violation of the essay of Shabbos. That is the question that the Menachas Chinuch posits. And then he points out that really it turns out that this is a machlokas of Rishonim. Says the Menchas Chinuch, if you look in Nivamas, Dav Vav and Aleph, the Rishonim, the Rashba, and the Ritva bring the Shita of Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rabbeinu Yonah is discussing a different Isser on Shabbos, which also doesn't seem to fit in with the classical Lamates Malachas, but it's also an Isser Deraisa. Mechamer Ach Abraham to B'Shabbos. What is that Isser? So, it says that you have to be, there's a question, how do you differentiate between Mechamer Ach Abraham to and Shvisas Behemto? So that's a big question. But let's say, leaving out the Lamdas for now, there is an Isser, if I have an animal, I put a package on an animal's back, and I somehow get it to walk. I don't pull it, I don't push it, I just tell it, whatever it is. Or I walk, and it walks by itself after me, but it's only walking because I'm leading it. So that's the Isser of Mechamer Behemta B'Shabbos. Okay, whether it's only on my behemoth, whether it's on other behemoths, that's a whole discussion in the Achronim, but there is an Isser Deraisa Mechamer. Now, that doesn't fit into the category of Lamates Malachos. It's not an Av Malacha, but it is an Isser Deraisa. And there, Rabbeinu Yonah writes, well, if you violate Lav de Mechamer, you are not going to violate the Essay of Shabbos. Why not? Because not from the Malachas. Rabbeinu Yonah openly assumes, he understands, that the Essay of Shabbos only applies to Malachas of Shabbos. And that's what the Rambam seems to be saying in Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph Halacha Shabbos. However, the Rashba and the Ritva disagree. They say, what's Rabbeinu Yonah talking about? The Essay of Shabbos means you have to keep Shabbos in a certain way. Doesn't just apply to the Malachas, it applies to all the Yisurim of Shabbos. If the Ribbono Shel Olam set up that Shabbos should be kept in a certain way and you are not fitting into that guideline, so goodbye. You're violating the Isur of Shabbason. Why should it make a difference if you violate a Malacha or you violate a different Isur Daraisa? Either way, you're not doing what the Ribbono Shel Olam set out for you to do on Shabbos, you're violating the Essay of Shabbason. So says the Menchas Chinuch, it turns out that this suffix that he had is really a Machlokes HaRishonim, age-old Machlokes from Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba in Yivamas and Davav. So again, it makes two practical differences by Lav de Mechamer and by Truman. There would be a third Nafkamina. Let's say, take for example, a very interesting halacha. The Rambam writes the following, and I also forgot to put this on. The Rambam says, Perek Chavdalid Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Zayin. Fascinating Rambam that the Achronim have a lot to say on this. But the Rambam says as follows. Ein Onshim Shabbos is a Isser. Ein Onshim Shabbos. I was about to say there's a Malacha, but we'll see in a minute. Does the Rambam mean a malacha or not? I'm not allowed to give a punishment on Shabbos. So it doesn't mean if my son is not eating his supper that I can't, tell him, hey, you know, if you don't do it, you're getting dessert. That's not what it means. The Rambam means, the Rambam is talking about Bezdin. Afal pisha onish mitzvah esay. Meaning what? There's a mitzvah esay on Bezdin to give Misa's Bezdin. Somebody who deserves Malkus or Misa needs to be killed. There's a mitzvah. Yartar amikir becha. Says the Rambam, still in edocha Shabbos. Ketzad? Why not? What does it mean? Let's say on Thursday we have a Din Torah and it turns out this person is Chayv Misa. Or Malkus. We don't administer the punishment on Shabbos itself. Says the Rambam, we learn it from the Pasuk, Zu Azhar LeBezdin, Shalo Yisrufu B'Shabbos Mishan Eschayv Sreifa. Okay. And then the Rambam is extending that, that not only does it mean Sreifa, but it means Chenek, and it means Skila, it means other things. V'hu adin l'shar onshin. Hu adin l'shar onshin. What do you mean? So, not to light a fire on Shabbos, you say, okay, you're in violation of a malacha, so it means, you're not allowed to do it, but why can I give Skila? What's the malacha?
Throwing a stone.
What's the problem? There are people in Meir Sharm throwing stones every Shabbos. No, what's the malacha? No, so that's taka, people make a mistake. That's not a malacha. It might be the wrong thing to do. It's not a malacha. They set aside the stones before Shabbos, so it's not muktzah. They set aside for the Dvar Mitzvah, very important thing to do. And then it's not muktzah, so there's nothing wrong. So what's wrong with throwing a stone on somebody? So you're going to say, Netilas Neshama. Are you going to tell me?
How about Malkus?
Oh, so what's with Malkus? What am I doing wrong? So you say, oh, it's Moitzi Dam. So that's like a Chabur. You can come up with all things. But Zakta Magen Avram, Zakta Magen Avram and Shin Lamites. Magen Avram says, no, the Rambam says, it's obvious that you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to administer any of the Misa's Bezdin. But let's say the Bezdin wants to lock someone up in jail. Can they do that?
Yes.
Why?
It's not a malacha.
Zok the Rambam, no. That's part of this new Isser, Shalo Lahanish B'Shabbos. Now that's already a Chiddush. And the Rambam says this is all an extension of Lo Sevar Eish B'Chamash Roseichem Yom HaShabbos, and it's really the Makkers in the Yushalmi. The Achronim say it's a Makker in the Yushalmi. And this is a Pella. So either way, the Menchas Chinuch has a whole discussion about it. Rabbi Kiv Eger says, what if I want, let's say there's a din of Kfiya ala Mitzvahs. Let's say I see somebody the first day of Sukkot, he says, I don't want to shake Lulav. Or I don't want to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So the din is, kofen ala mitzvah. We go, we force him. You don't want to shake lulav, we're going to force you to shake lulav. So the Rambam says, so the Prima Gadam has the discussion, quoted by Rabbi Kiva Eger, well, is that also part of the sisr, shalala hanesh b'shabbos? We can't beat you up to say, go shake lulav. But on the other hand, we have chiv kvi ala mitzvah. Should that be included in this or not? Okay, that's a... What? Oh, so that's what some achronim say. That's not a punishment. That's just an encouragement somehow. But let's say the guy is screaming bloody murder. He doesn't want to shake the lulav. You're sitting beating him up. So what do you mean? You're going to say it's not a punishment? It would seem to be punishment. So that's a discussion that Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes. What?
Surely a different type.
A different type. So the Magen Avraham points out, though, that when you have somebody who the Bezin wants to throw into jail, that would also be part of this Issa Deraisa. So what are you going to say? If you're administering Sreifas Bezdin, so you're violating an Issa Deraisa of the Sevar Reish B'chama Shosechem, that's a Malacha. You're not allowed to light a fire. But what if I'm only administering a jail sentence? I lock the guy in jail. So it's not really a Malacha. But on the other hand, it's an Issa Deraisa. So that would fall into the same discussion over here. If the Bezdin goes ahead and locks someone up into jail, would they also be in violation of the Essay of Shabbason? Because they're violating an Isser in the Torah on Shabbos. Or would you say no? The Essay of Shabbason is only limited to the Lamates Malachas of Shabbos and not to all these off type of Isurim like Tchumin, like Mechamer Achabrahemto, and like the Isser of Shalol HaHanesh B'Shabbos. Now, you're going to say, what's the difference? What do you care if you're in violation of an Isser Assay in God's books? He'll figure it out when you get upstairs. He'll figure it out whether or not we should punish you for just being over a lav or for being over an essay as well. What's the practical nafkamina bizmanenu for us? Whether the Isser of Shabbosan applies to outside Isurim of Tchumen, of Mechamer, and of Shalol HaHanesh B'Shabbos or not? What's the difference? So the nafkamina would be like this. Tosis writes in Pesachim Adaf Hei Amid Beis that only Malachos of Shabbos transfer over to Yantif. But he says that Shari Suri Shabbos do not transfer over to Yom Tov. So he says only Malachas of Shabbos apply to Yom Tov, but other Yisurim of Shabbos do not apply. Frekta Prichadash, Frekta Chsam Sofer. So who said you're not allowed to go Chutz L'Tchum on Yom Tov? The whole Isser of Tchumen we just got finished saying is only an Isser that's not a Malacha. It's an Isser Daraisa according to the Ram, but it's not an Isser Daraisa which is a Malacha. It's only a separate Isser. Let's say the Isser of Mechamer. So who said it applies to Yom Tov? Frekta Chsam Sofer. Maybe you're right. If you say Tchumen's only the Rabbanon on Shabbos itself, so you say the same way Chazal were Misakin, you shouldn't go Chutz L'Tchum on Shabbos, they're Misakin, you shouldn't go Chutz L'Tchum on Yom Tov. But if you're going to say that Tchumen is an Issa Deraisa on Shabbos, but it's not part of the Avos Melachos, so who said it's Asr to go Chutz L'Tchum on Yom Tov? Perhaps it's Mutter. And in fact, some Achronim say, the Yom Tshua writes like this, other Achronim say, that you're right, the Issa Tchumen on Yom Tov is only the Rabbanon. Isser Tchumen on Yom Tov is only the Rabbanon. Why? Because we only transfer Malachas of Shabbos over to Yom Tov. We don't transfer other Yisurim of Shabbos over to Yom Tov as well. Now, it's interesting to note that the Ramah writes, when he talks about in Reish Mem Vav, the Ramah writes very innocently that the Isser of Mechamer on Yom Tov does not apply. It only applies on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. Why? Why so? Magen Avraham speaks out. The reason why is, again, like we said, because Mechamer is not from the Avos Malachas. Mechamer is an Isser Daraisa, but it's a separate Isser outside of the category of Malachas Shabbos. And therefore, says the Ramah, Halacha Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah quotes a Maharshal who disagrees, but the Ramah is of the opinion that Mechamer really would not transfer over to Yom Tov. Why? Because Mechamer is not from the Avos Malachas, and something which is not from the Avos Malachas would not be transferred over to the Yisurim of Yom Tov. Now, this is a major problem, because let's say you say, like the Minchas Chinuch Chiddush, let's say you assume that this is in a separate category, and Anachinami, you would say that the Lava Mechamer would not apply to Yom Tov, like the Ramah says. And you would say that the Isser, that would follow the logic, that the Isser of Tchumen also would not apply to Yom Tov. Well, we have a Gemara that seems to say clearly not so. Look at the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, number Vav. Zok the Gemara, Ei Mefakhin Alavis Agal, Ve'ei Ma'avirin Alavis HaTchum. Let's say we have a situation where a certain community does not have a shofar. And it's getting late already on Rosh Hashanah. They tried going to all the neighboring communities. Nobody has a shofar. So what do we do? Says the Gemara, maybe we should go, let's say the shofar is somewhere under a whole big pile of debris. So maybe we should move all the muktzah items and go get the shofar out. Says the Gemara, aim a fact from Allah, you're not allowed to do that. Maybe I'm allowed to go chutz l'tchum. What do you mean? We have a mitzvah of tkiya shofar. If we don't go and do it, we're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah. The whole Rosh Hashanah is going to pass no tkiya shofar. So says the Gemara, maybe you should go ahead and you should go chutz l'tchum to get it from the neighboring town. Zok the Gemara, no. You're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum in order to bring a shofar. Why not? Zok the Gemara, because it's an essay velos essay. Zok the Gemara, it's an essay velos essay. What's the essay velos essay? On the one hand, you have a mitzvah essay to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, and what's standing against you? The essay and the los essay of Yom Tov. What's the essay and los essay of Yom Tov? You have los essay of Ayetesh Mimkoma, of Chutz Atchum, and you have the essay of Shabbosan. So you have a Mefurshah Gemara here that's talking about Rosh Hashanah, it's talking about Yom Tov. Yet the Gemara says the reason you're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum in order to pick up the shofar from a neighboring town that's outside of this town's tchum is because you have the essay of Shabbosim. So you have a Mefurshah Gemara that says the essay of tkiya shofar will not be docha, the essay and los essay of Shabbosim and Ayetzei Shmumkomo on Yom Tov. So it seems to indicate... Whatever you want to say. Meaning, according to Ramban, what does it mean? Okay, so that's another good question. The Ramban discusses it. But how do you understand this Gemara? Don't you see from the Gemara explicitly that the essay of Shabbosan applies to the Yisr of Tchumen? Don't you see that? So, I asked my father this kasha. So he thought the answer was that, yes, you're right. Even if you want to say that the essay of Shabbosan does not apply specifically to Tchumen, so you're right, in this case we should say, go chutz l'tchum to go get the shofar, and then come back. Because what's standing against you? All you have is the iser of Ayetzei Yesh Mimkomo. So Asei Dechalos Asei. No. The Gemara means to say that we don't say Asei Dechalos Asei on Shabbos or Yom Tov because Yom Tov itself is Chamur. Yom Tov itself is Chamur. And even if in this case you might not have an Asei Velos Asei because the Asei of Shabboson does not apply to Tchumen, but in general, Yom Tov is Chomer, because Yom Tov and Shabbos generally have an essay and a los essay that applies on that particular day. So therefore, even if in this context, when we talk about Tchumen, you want to say that the essay might not apply to Tchumen, but Yom Tov itself has an essay that's always connected to it, and therefore it's considered like...
What essay?
The essay of Shabboson does apply to Yom Tov. Again... Again,
the essay shouldn't apply because it's not.
We're talking about Tchumen, right?
It's not a melacha.
Right.
But the essay applies to everything that happens on the Yom
Tov. No, even if it might not apply to this particular Isser of Tchumen per se.
Anything that's also on Yom Tov is what you say.
No, meaning when you're talking about Asei Dochalos Asei, when you're talking about Asei Dochalos Asei, so you have to have an Asei that's strong enough to overpower the Los Asei, right? So over here, I should have said that the essay of Shofar is docha the los essay of Ayetzei Shmumkomo, because the essay of Shabbosan doesn't apply to Tchumen. The answer is, you have another thing that comes on top of this that says, Yom Tov is just a serious time. Shabbos and Yom Tov is a time where the essay of Shabbosan applies, even if it might not apply to this particular issur of Tchumen, but it does apply, it's hanging over our heads, this essay of Shabbosan, so therefore the essay cannot be docha. The kasha is better than the teretz, and in fact, it's interesting to note that the Yeshuas Yaakov quotes that this is why, if you look through the Rambam nowhere quotes this Gemara. The Rambam does not write anywhere that you're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum to get a shofar on Yom Tov. Why not? What do you mean? It's Mefurshah Gemara. Nobody disagrees there. So why doesn't the Rambam quote this Gemara? Zok the Yeshuas Yaakov. You know why? Because the Rambam holds that what? The Rambam holds Tchumen is Daraisa. So, Tchumen is Daraisa, but the essay of Tkiyah Shofar is also Daraisa. And the essay of Shabbos and the Rambam holds doesn't apply to something outside of Malachas. Zok the Yeshuas Yaakov. That's why the Rambam neglects to quote this Gemara in the Sefer in the Yad HaChazaka. Why? Because the Rambam believes that Anachinami, if I go, the only way to get a shofar from Rosh Hashanah is to go chutz l'tchum. Maybe the Rambam would say, Anachinami, you're allowed to go chutz l'tchum. Why? Because you only have an essay connected to los essay, and it would be docha like every other essay docha los essay. See, really, you're right. The question is, oh, so that's a very important question. The only time we say Asei Dechalos Asei is when it's Be'idna. When the same time you're violating the Lav, you're also Mekayim the Essay. So that's a Kasha. So how can you violate over here. So some want to say, trying to remember what they say on that kasha, I think some want to say that, meaning it's a kasha on the Gemara. Right, so I think some Rishonim want to say, a chiddush, that when it comes to, I don't think we paskin like this, but I think some Rishonim say, to answer your kasha, that when it comes to Esei de Rabim, right, when it comes to the Esei de Rabim, so you're allowed to violate the Lo Sasei, even if it's not Be'idna. Meaning, when you're talking about me wearing Kilayim in my tzitzis, so the only way I'm allowed to do it is if at the same time that I'm putting the Kilayim on, I'm also being Mekayim the Mitzvot Esei of tzitzis. But when you're talking about the Esei de Rabim, meaning the whole shul needs to blow shofar, and the only way to get the shofar is to go Chutz Tchum, so you're going to say, it's not Be'idna, because you're violating the law by going Chutz Tchum, you're only going to blow shofar when you get back to the shul. Everyone's waiting in shul for me to return. So the answer that the Rishonim, some Rishonim want to say is that when you have an Esei de Rabim, that trumps the rule of... right, exactly. That's, I think that's where they base it off of, that the Gemara over there is talking about Rabbi Lazar was Meshacher as Eved. How is he allowed to be Meshacher the Eved? Being Meshacher and Eved is a lav, lolam ham tavodu, and what allows him to do it? So the Gemara says, Esei de Rabim Shaini. So what? Esei de Rabim Shaini? What Esei de Rabim? Which, by the way, is a steering Gemara. One Gemara says Esei de Rabim, one Gemara says without Rabim. So that's an interesting question. But there is Torah on this. How can the Gemara even have any sort of assumption that there would have been Asei Dochalos Asei here to go Chutz L'Tchum and to go get the shofar from out of the Tchum? It's not Pe'idna. It's not at the same time, so how can he do it? Okay, so this is, again, another important application to the essay of Shabbos and whether it would apply to Tchumen or not. And a Nafkamina Ladina, whether the essay of Shabbos would apply to the other Yisurim of Shabbos outside of the Avos Melachos would be like this. Take, for example, Rashi writes on Chumash, you look at number Zayin. Rashi says, in Bamidbar, Umi Yisodo She Rav Moshe HaDarshan HaTakti, Rashi says that he's quoting from the Sefer of Rav Moshe HaDarshan, Lama Nismucha Parshas Mekoshe Sa'etzim, the Parshas of Avodah Zarah. Why are these two Parshias put one next to the other? The Parsha of Mekoshe Sa'etzim and the Parsha of Avodah Zarah. Lomar, to teach us the following halacha, Shamechalas HaShabbos, somebody's Mechal HaShabbos is Ka'ovet Avodah Zarah. It's as if he's serving Avodah Zarah, she'af hishkula kechol ha-mitzvahs. So says the Rambam, if a person is Mechal HaShabbos, it's ki'ilu Ovid Avodah Zarah. Now this really finds its roots in the Gemara in Erev in Daf Samach Tes. The Gemara has in Chulon on Daf Hei as well, that someone who's Mechal HaShabbos Bifra Hesya is ki'ilu Ovid Avodah Zarah. He's dino ka'akum, the Gemara even says, tasa nevela. If he goes ahead and he shechts, his shechita is a nevela. He's like ka'akum l'chol davar, he's like an Ovid Avodah Zarah. The Rishonim have machlokis, if it's even lakula, let's say he's mekadosh and isha, so do you say his kedushin is not a kedushin? She doesn't even need a get, she wouldn't be considered an almana. So this is a big discussion in the Rishonim about how far we take this principle, but the simple reading of the Gemara is that he's nasa nevela, and he's dino ka'akum, and he's ka'ovid abadah zarah, and shchitasa nevela, and it's a major problem. Now, what does he have to violate in order to become a mechal shabbos of Farhesia? So number one, b'farhesia means it has to be b'farhesia. Now, what does Farhesia mean? Let's say a guy goes in the middle of Manhattan and he's Mechal Shabbos. So is that called Befarhesia? Well, the Chazon Ish says, no, maybe it's not Befarhesia, because he would be embarrassed if he knows that the Gadol Hador was standing in front of him, he wouldn't do it. Befarhesia means he's a real Avarian. He's doing it as a Lahachasnik. So says the Chazon Ish, if he's doing it because this is the trend, nobody keeps Shabbos in the middle of Manhattan. People are not keeping Shabbos. The culture is that we don't keep Shabbos. So many unaffiliated Jews. So that's not really called Befarhesia. If you go in front of the Rav's house, Lahachas, and he knows that the Rav is so sensitive to Shabbos, and he would go drive his car in front of his house anyway, maybe that would be a din of Mechal HaShabbos Befarhesia. And that's why you'll see in different Shuvah Svarim, they talk, my father likes to mention this, that in different Shuvah Svarim, the Minchas Elazar has a Shuvah, and other Acharonim of his generation also have Shuvahs. I think the Aruch Laner and his Tshuvas Bin Yinsion also has a tshuva whether or not you should assume that a Mechal HaShabbos, somebody who drives a car Bizmanenu, should be considered a Mechal HaShabbos of Farhesia and Dino Ka'akum. So the Bin Yinsion, the Aruch Laner writes, no, he's not Mechal HaShabbos of Farhesia, and the Minchas Elazar writes he is. What's the difference? Teretz is, it depends where they lived. Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger was living in Germany where there was so much Haskalah, where everyone was doing whatever they want, there was so much enlightenment. So it wasn't considered Mechal HaShabbos of Farhesia that somebody decided to drive a car on Shabbos. Therefore, he says, Bizmanenu, we don't consider it a Mechal HaShabbos of Farhesia. The Minchas Elazar lived in Munkach, a small shtetl where everyone was from, everyone was religious, everyone was chassidim. So he said, if somebody from our little community decides that he's going to get up Lahachas and he's going to drive a car on Shabbos, then it's Mechal HaShabbos of Farhesia. They're describing the same situation, just in different communities. It depends where you are. So that's why the definition of Mechala Shatzer for Hesia is very hard to actually put your finger on. Now, how many times does a person have to do it? Is one time already enough? He gets up, he's Mechal Shabbos in front of the Rav's house. One time, he's out? Out for life? Or do you say, no, he has to do it many times. He has to become Ragel B'kach. So this is also a discussion in the Rishonim. And the Shach has a whole story about this in Yeridei Sim and Beish. Should we assume that already one time he already becomes Puzzle? Mishnah Berurah talks about it. This is a very important halacha to discuss. Either way, the Shulchan Aruch says, look at number Ches, Yisrael Mumer Lechal Shabbos B'Farhesya. Let's say you have a person who's Mechal Shabbos of Farhesia, however you define what Farhesia actually means and how many people have to be there and how he does it and how many times. But either way, the Mechaber says, Afilu Eina Mechalo Ela B'Issa D'Rabbanon, says the Mechaber. Even if he violates a Melacha D'Rabbanon, still, Harehu Ka'akum. We're still going to say he's like an Ovid Avodah Zarah, he's like an Akum, and he's out. V'Meina Mechalo Ela B'Tzina. Let's say the person is Mechal Shabbos B'tzina, turns the TV on in his own house. Nobody else knows about it. He's doing melachas in his own house. No, then he says, Harehu ki Yisrael. Zakta Mechaber, even if he violates Issa D'Raisa, but it's in his own house, privacy of his own house, so we don't call him a Lachasnik. We're not going to have tainus on him for that. Okay, I mean, he's going to suffer for it. He's doing an Aveira, but still, Shulchan Aruch says that that won't make him a branded Mechal Shabbos for Hesya. Now, the Prima Gadam has a suffix. So when Mechaber writes over here, that afilu, if he's over in Issa D'Rabbanan, we're going to call him a Mechal Shabbos for Hesya. Zakta Prima Gadam, the Mechaber only means if he violates a Malacha D'Rabbanan. Like one of the toldos of a Malacha, an offshoot of a Malacha. What if he violates the Isra of Tchumen? What if he violates the Lav de Mechamer? So he's violating an Isra D'Raisa, but it's not an Isra D'Raisa that's part of the Lamatas Malachas. Well, Zakta Prima Gadim, maybe we should say, Ein Dino Ka'akum. Why? Because these Isurim are in a different category. When we say Mechal Shabbos Befarhesi is Dino Ka'akum, maybe that's only because someone who's Mechal Shabbos and he violates one of the Abbas Malachas of Shabbos or one of the Malachas Derabbanan of Shabbos, that's a real violation of Shabbos. That's an essay of Shabbos and a los essay of Lasasa Kamalacha. That's a terrible violation of Shabbos and you're going to be called a Mechal Shabbos Befarhesi or Dino Ka'akum if you do that. However, Zakta Prima Gadim, maybe I should say, if he violates one of the off Yisurim of Shabbos, one of the quirks, one of the Yisurim that's not really part of the Avos Malachas, an Issur like Tchumen, an Issur like Mechamer, an Issur like the Rambam says of Shelo Lahanish B'Shabbos, perhaps in cases like that, he wouldn't become Mechal Shabbos for Hesya, and we wouldn't say that he's Dina Ka'akum. This is the Prima Gadim Safek.
How could it be that the Rambam is stronger than the Oraisa?
Yeah. So it's hard to understand. Hard to understand. Now, in fact, it's such a Pella. I was looking today in Yeridei Siman Beis. My father was telling me when I discussed this with him because I was so surprised. I said I was looking in Yeridei Siman Beis over there in Hilchos Shchita. Yeridei, the beginning of Yeridei, is about Shchita. So the Gemara says Mechal Shasav Hes, Dina Kachem Shchitas and Avelim. So over there, the Acharonim talk about the Pischi Tshuva, the Beis Lechem Yehuda. They all talk about what does he have to violate in order to become Mechal Shasav Hes. So they have a whole discussion if he violates a Malacha D'Rabbanan, should we assume that he becomes Mechal Shasav Hes or not? Back and forth, riots. Everyone misses. They don't quote the Shulchan Aruch himself. The Mechaber himself writes, if we read it carefully, Shin Pei, the Mechaber himself says, Afilu Einan Mechala Ela B'Issa D'Rabbanan. The Mechaber writes B'Feirish. So what's the whole discussion there, the Achronim, if you're Mechala Shabbos on an Aver D'Rabbanan? Nobody quotes. The Mechaber himself talks about it. It's a pellet. So my father was telling me, it's interesting, I mentioned it to him. He said he also didn't remember that the Mechaber, the reason why is because it's tucked away in the middle of Hilchos Erevin, it really doesn't belong there. I mean, it does belong there, but it's not the place where you would have thought to look for it. So that's where the Mechaber has it. And whatever, my father told me that many years ago, when Rav Shach was not well known, so people told him he should buy his Sefer Avi Ezri. There was one volume out at the time. That's Rav Shach's Sefer on the Rambam. So they told my father, you should buy the Avi Ezri. And Rav Shach, such a big Talmud Chacham, so he didn't know who he was. So he went and he bought the Sefer Avi Ezri and he started reading it. He said he opened the first page. And he has a whole pilpul there, whether you say Mechal Shabbos or Hesya, and Issa D'Rabbanan is considered Mechal Shabbos. And he said, I don't understand. How could it be he doesn't quote any of these Acharonim in Yeridei Siman Beis? Pesach Tshuva talks about it, the Beis Lechem Yehuda, they all discuss it, B'Kiveyer, it's about it, whether or not we should assume that Mechal Shabbos or Hesya and Melacha D'Rabbanan is considered Mechal Shabbos. And my father said, he was so nespoil, how could it be that Rav Shach has a whole ganza pilpul, and he didn't realize that it was already discussed. Then he said, years later he realized that Rav Shach's major strength was in Nashim Nezikin. All his Pulpulim on the Rambam that are very strong are in the Shiurim that he gave in the Yeshiva on the Nashim Nezikin Masechtas. So, okay, it's not so schwer that he might have missed a Beis Lechem Yehuda out in Yerodesim and Beis Lechashchita. It's not so schwer. I said to my father, you're all missing the boat. The Mechaber himself writes it. Everyone's having Pulpulim, but Lemaisa, the Mechaber himself talks about it. So it's hard to understand how would you say that a Malacha de Rabbanon would make a person a more serious violator of Shabbos. It would make him Mechal Shabbos for Hesed Dinu Ka'akum, when if you violate the Isra of Tchumen or the Isra of Mechaber, it wouldn't. So it's very hard to understand what the Prima Gada means. But either way, you see another application of how these off Yisurim of Shabbos would perhaps be in a separate category. And one last thing to mention, we won't get into it just in the interest of time, is that there's another discussion in the Rishonim, Tosis and the Ran have a Machlokes in Kiddushin Lamed Aleph, whether the essay of Shabbason would apply to Nashim or not. Should we assume that Hishva Kasav Isha Leish Lechala Unshin Shabbat Torah, and Zachar v'Shamar, the same way the women call Sheyeshna v'Shamar, Yeshna v'Zachar, so we assume women are mechuyev to keep Shabbos even though it's a mitzvah seisha as man grama. Well, that's very nice. Women are mechuyev to keep Shabbos even though mitzvah seisha as man grama because we have Zachar v'Shamar. However, Tosis says, well, Esev Shabboson they're not a part of because that's mitzvah seisha as man grama. That's a mitzvah seisha as man grama. Yes, the los asei of Shabbos, we assume women are always included in los aseis. There's no patur, so you don't need man grama. It doesn't make a difference. Women are going to be chayiv to keep. And then we have the hekesh of Zachar v'Shamar, kol sheyeshna v'Shamar, yeshna v'Zachar. Good. What about the essay of Shabboson? Says Tosus, no. Essay of Shabboson, why should we be mechayiv a woman? Same way she's not mechayiv to put on tefillin, to shake lulav, to do all the mitzvah seisha as man grama. She's not mechayiv in the essay of Shabboson either. And the Ran says, now, what are you talking about? Once you say that Nashim are part of the mitzvah of Shabbos, once you say, losasa kol malacha, once you say, hishva kasav isha leish, once you say that, kol sheyeshna v'Shamar, yeshna v'Zachar, that women are just as involved in the experience of Shabbos as men are, so then, you can't say that the malacha of essay of Shabbos wouldn't apply to them. Let's just look quickly at this Rabbi Kiva Eger, and with this we'll close. Zakar Rabbi Kiva Eger, number tes. Umesafkali. Rabbi Kiva Eger has this in his Hasagas. Umesafkaliim. Hanashim mitzuvas al shvisas behemton. Zakar Rabbi Kiva Eger. Well, is a woman mitzuvah on shvisas behemton? What do you mean? How can you have such a suffix? Kivin dehavi rak essay. Zakar Rabbi Kiva Eger. There's no lav involved in shvisas behemton. It's an essay. We should revert back to the original principle that Nashim are pturus from mitzvah seishas man grama. Aye, va'alfo pishachayos b'kiddush hayom mikoach ha'hekesh the zachar v'shamar. Zakar b'kivayger. Aye, what do you mean? They're chayiv to say kiddush. They're chayiv in everything else on Shabbos. They're chayiv not to do malacha. They're chayiv to say kiddush. They're chayiv to say Abdallah. They're chayiv also to have lecha mishnah, which is something a lot of women don't know. Yesh lomar zakar b'kivayger. Shadavka b'kiddush who has a chira. Chayavus. That's the ikar of Shabbos, to be zocher, to say, today is Shabbos, a kaddish de gadei. Al b'shar essay de Shabbos, when you have a separate essay of Shabboson, Zakar b'kiveger, who said it applies to them? Maybe they're not included. And this is a big chiddush. Aval haran, Zakar b'kiveger, he quotes the Ran. Haran kasa de b'chol mili de Shabbos nashim Shabbos la nashim. And Rabbi Kiveger in the Tshuva has a whole discussion that this will come up halacha l'maisa. For example, let's say a woman leaves out Yalav Yavo on Yom Tov. Let's say a woman leaves out Yalav Yavo on Yom Tov. So what do you say? Does she have to repeat the benching or does she not have to repeat the benching? Well, if a man leaves out Yalav Yavo on Yom Tov, he has to repeat the benching. Why? Because we have a Chiyuv Simcha. We have a Chiyuv to have a Suda. What about a woman? Maybe a woman is not the same as a man in her Chiyuvim on Yom Tov or Shabbos, because perhaps you should say Mishot Seisha's Man Grama would take effect. It would hold weight, and we would say that because perhaps a woman might not be mechuyev in the mitzvah of Suda on Yom Tov, because maybe it's a mitzvah seisha as man grama, so perhaps we should say that if she forgets the Yalav Yavo and benching, she would not have to repeat the benching. This is the Rabbi Kiva Eger, famous Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Shailas HaTshuva Siman Aleph with the Hashmata, and this is all basically just a little bit of an introduction to the Hilchos Shabbos with the Rambam. Again, all this started just from one simple, innocent Rambam, where the Rambam says that everything on Shabbos that a person does seems to include, number one, the Isra of Losasa Kamalacha. Number two, the Essay of Shabboson. So the question is, how far reaching is that Essay of Shabboson? Do we assume that it applies only to Avos Malachos? Do we assume it extends even to Shari Suri Shabbos, which are not Avos Malachos? And then, alternatively, there's also a discussion, what is the status of these other Isurim on Shabbos? And should we assume that they extend to women? Should we assume that they extend and have other ramifications as well, or do we assume that they only stay as the essay that they are, and we don't make them into any greater Yisurim than they're actually meant to be? Yeah.